Fortune and Strife features subjects which can be uncomfortable for a general audience, such as the use of drugs and alcohol, poor treatment of people of different classes or cultures, adult situations, psychological trauma, deprivation, survival, natural disasters, and violence. Listener discretion advised. In addition, these next few episodes of the show contain cultural and historical content based upon the peoples of Asia and the Far East. We are coming at this from a place of respect and genuine interest and a love of these cultures, places, and history. We may not get it 100% right all the time, and we ask you to bear with us and give us the benefit of the doubt, and we would let us know when we get it wrong. We want to be an ally in dispelling Orientalism that has affected the Asian and Middle Eastern communities around the world. Welcome to Fortune and Strife. I am Robert, or Bayoshi Shinichi, and I'll be your host and narrator.
I am Chini, and I am playing Doji Ken.
I am Tyler, and I am playing Akoto Richie.
Hi, I'm Eric Chalk, and I will be guesting in as Ide Minato.
Let's play some L5R in the Burning Sands.
After several hours of running through the desert on horseback, the dust churning, the sun beating down on you as you make your way towards the east, back to Rokugan along the sand road. It's been some time, and things are starting to wear down. Minato is kind of at the his wit's end of stress and the endurance of their mind. It's the first time they've really seen intense combat. The Richie is on the opposite end of the spectrum, and they're kind of what they always dreamed of, leading forces into glorious battle here in a desperate attempt to help the unicorn and their friends return to Rokugan, as the caravan has made it halfway from where the caliphate is set upon you towards a pass that should hopefully cause the forces of the emir to be funneled into and slowed down considerably. And unfortunately, Gin has been beset by a set of mercenary bandits that the emir has paid to cut off any attempts at flight. So with that said, we're going to now move into round 5 of our mass combat, which is going to get a little bit more complicated by the appearance of these mercenaries. They rolled for the lowest initiative. Right now, you hold the highest, with the emir going second and the mercenary forces third, or I should say at least third in numerical order here, because the order of mass battles is a little different. Once again, Richie, would you like to act first or wait for your opponent to make the first move?
I'll say we will take the first action.
Fair enough. All right. So your group will take the first. The emir's forces will elect to then take the second, leaving the mercenary bandits with the leftovers to go third. All right. So with that said, Richie, you are the commander. In what order do you want your cohorts to operate?
I would like for it to be Doji Gin, Ide Minato, and then myself.
Excellent. All right. So then we will go with Gin. You have the first action.
All right. Doji Gin has seen that she is being pinned and tied down, and she has to flee with everything that she is worth and trying to take the rest of the unicorn with her out. So we are shifting into air stance, and I am running, doing a march and seeing how good I can do on this.
Okay. So yes, again, go for it. You're going to go ahead and make a march order, and you really want to pour everything you got into it. Do you still got any void points you might want to spend for that?
I do. I'm going to spend void on it too. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. All right, so again, for the march order, the TN for that, I believe, is it 3, and it's been dropped to 2 because of the road, because you're on clear terrain. Just want to make certain of that. Let me get to the march.
All right. So I rolled a 4 ring, 1 skill. I got 4 successes, 2 opportunities, and 6 strife. In addition, I wish to keep the 3 bonus successes that I get from being cavalry, riding a horse on this. That makes for a total of 11, I believe, bonus successes.
Yes, because it was the TN2 with your 4. It gave you 2 there, plus the 6 from fire stance from all the strife that you kept there. Gives you 8, plus 3 from the horses gives you 11. Okay. So that is just, it's going to be an additional 3 zones of movement. So you're going to be moving 4 zones with that check, all right. I believe.
Sounds good. And then I would like to spend the 2 opportunities to use the opportunity for fire found in contested territory, which is an opportunity plus. As you incite your allies to great fervor, any number of them may remove 1 strife for each opportunity you spend. For each character affected, you receive 1 strife as you let your passion overtake you. So I'll take 2 more strife. Not that it adds to my total of 8 or anything. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. For a total of 8.
To remove 2 strife from Ricci and 2 strife from Monado.
Very nice.
Okay, I'll take it.
Thank you. All right,
and I am completely over the top, so I will be having an outburst. And I have it after this action, or?
Yes, you can either outburst at the beginning or end of your turn, so feel free to commit an outburst if you wish. And what style of outburst are you thinking about taking it this time?
I am basically thinking at this point as my outburst of being so terrified that I am no longer in command of my unit. I am charging on heedlessly
panic retreat?
Yeah, for myself, I am charging on and spurring my horse to greater and greater speed and leaving my unit behind. If that sounds okay. Like an appropriate thing to you, I've gotten to the end.
Absolutely. You kind of give the orders to wheel and retreat in the face of the enemy here, and it kind of runs away from you a bit. While your allies might think like, oh, well, thank goodness she's out of danger. You yourself, your heart rate is pounding so loud that it's overpowering even the thundering sound of hoofbeats as your unit kind of dissolves and reforms and dissolves again around you in a bit of a half panicked, half controlled retreat. So with that, I will count that as a panicked retreat outburst. Unmasking this way might allow a character to run away from certain defeat and live to fight another day. However, to flee from battle or another scene with similarly high stakes, they must usually forfeit honor equal to their honor rank, glory equal to their glory rank, or both. I'm thinking in this case, it will be a both, but the honor loss will be for courage. And so I think that is only going to be a half honor loss there for you for being Crane, correct?
That is true that Crane is that.
Yeah.
So
Great. what is your honor rank?
My honor rank going into this was 80.
All right. So you will lose 4, so you'll go down to 76. And then your glory rank
was 72.
Okay, and there you will lose 7.
All right.
And you have fled away from your unit, and your unit is now for this moment without a commander, but I will let that happen after you have moved the 4 zones that you would like to move for your cohort, since you were doing that at the end of your turn.
Mm-hmm. And that's the goal, and we'll see if
Yeah, so feel free to go ahead and move yourself, or do you have control of the token?
I will try.
Yeah. If not, I will move you.
Why don't you move me so you can see it? Show me how it's going to go. I'm going along the road, but...
Sure, so that's going to be one. Going to be two. This is going to be three. And four. But you yourself have been separated from your cohort and are now... amidst the pass on your own, moving through the rocky confines of the canyon there. We'll go ahead and talk about that next round.
Okay.
For what it's worth, I think you did the right thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I managed to eat some strife for you and had to blow up some way. And
I really dug the idea of... what do you call it? Trading strife for strife on a check with fire was interesting, because usually you wind up with earth for checks to lower other people's strife. So I thought that was a really interesting method to use fire to do it at the expense of your own sanity and stress levels. All right.
Well, I'm hooting and hollering. You all know I've gotten away, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go with the Emir's forces here. They're going to nominate the melee unit. Oh, I should have said what their new objective was going to be. Because they can't use grind them down or seize position for a couple more turns, they are going to attempt to cut off the head. Ricci has been... almost too big a thorn in the side of the Emir's forces here, and they need to try to take him out, as it were, before if they have any hope of catching up with this caravan and stopping you here. So they are going to switch to that that tactical objective. And with that, yes, the melee forces of the Emir are going to make an assault action against Ricci.
You know, that makes me feel a little bit better that they actually are treating me like a threat now.
Right? It's like, well, let's just try to catch him and kind of kill as many as we can. No, let's kill that guy. He's kind of causing us an issue here. Okay, so with that, they will go into Earth Stance and... they will attempt an assault action here. Okay, so with that check, I have five successes and one opportunity, no strife, which was good. I was trying to wind up with a rather clean check there to save them some strife, and it worked out pretty well. So that will earn them... three momentum.
Well, as a reminder, we are in that concealing terrain, so the TN is a little higher.
Oh, that is true. So yeah, the damage won't be as much. So that is good to know. Okay, so this was done with Gen's slippery maneuvers, correct?
Correct.
Which remind me again, this raised the TN by two, or is it three? I think it's two, but I just want to verify.
All right, it's obscuring terrain, so that's what it counts it as.
Okay, just the obscuring terrain. I wasn't sure if it was obscuring terrain with a bonus or not. I thought it had some sort of bonus to it.
I am not in air stance, so no benefits for me in that regard.
Got it.
Yeah, so, oh, yes, I used the op, so it does have a TN increased by two instead of one.
There we go. That's what it is. It's two instead of one. Got it. All right, so that means that it was a TN4, I believe, to try and hit you here.
Means that, and just as a note, because he only just did it, if he suffers from three or fewer casualties on Ricci's unit from this attack,
yes,
then we get that last momentum point.
Oh, absolutely. And so the assault action, yep, is I do damage equal to my command, which is one. And bonus successes, which in this case is also just one. So that is only going to be two, because you're not in any type of fortification to reduce attrition. So you guys will take two attrition, and with that, you will have achieved your first strategic objective. So Draw Them In has been completed, and Draw Them In says, upon completion, when the army completes the strategy objective, the enemy army suffers 5 panic. During the next round, double all attrition that the enemy's leaders inflict. So you guys are now going to do double damage, as well as have inflicted a considerable amount of panic to the enemy. So let me go ahead and mark that down here. So you go from 19 attrition to 21. But with that, you have completed Draw Them In, and which means that they have taken 5 out of 13 panic. So that is a considerable amount there. Richie, just a little bit of bookkeeping for things here. I forgot to ask you, what is your focus stat so that I can assign a momentum value for Cut Off the Head?
My focus is 6.
6, got it. So during their assault action, since they did perform one against you, they accrue 3 out of 6 momentum for that one. And then from there, we will go ahead and move to the Mercenary Bandits, who now realize that their opponent is long gone and has kind of overtaken them a bit, and so they are going to just march towards the caravan and maybe try to opportunistically loot and or disrupt some things there on their next turn. All right, so that brings us back to the top of the initiative. Richie, you can now determine someone to go next, which I believe you wanted Minato to go next in the turn order.
Yes, I would like Minato to go next.
All right, Minato, you are up.
All right. Minato's not exactly happy with the amount of bloodshed and carnage that he's seen so far, and his sort of participation in it, despite the expectations for his station as a samurai to do so. But in the zone next to him, there's conveniently a large cloud of smoke that he can strategically fall back into, and thus be prevented from having to engage in more bloodshed this turn, and try and retain some composure. So we're going to make a strategic withdraw into the adjacent zone, to take advantage of the cover.
Sounds good. All right, so you can just march there with no check, or you can attempt to make a check if you would like. A water march actually would not be bad to try and grab some opportunities to lower your own strife if you'd like.
Yeah, I will do that.
There you go, you know. Because remember, you only ever have to keep one die. So.
Good point. Would this be command?
This would be a command check, yes. A water command check. Oh, and I should state the bandits are in air stance as they move into the caravan. All right. Just to ask, do you have any advantages that might key in here as far as movement or commanding others might come into play?
No, not particularly.
Fair enough. All right. So how did your command check go?
Well, conveniently, we're only moving one zone, so I didn't really need to generate many successes for that. I'm just trying to bleed a little bit of my strife. I only got one die with an opportunity, but it also had a strife, so I gained some strife, but ultimately, in the end, lose one.
There you go. Every little bit helps. You can also then take a... Let me check on that. Can you Calming Breath after? It is a support action, and so yes, you can Calming Breath after a movement action. So yeah, there you go, Eric. That is Minato's action. That brings us to the Caliphate here, and they are going to march and try to get up to the rest of the action, since that that cloud is going to be obscuring everything, and already you're out of range of the archers anyways. So they're going to try and get over to you. They have to make a TN3 because they are not on open terrain at the moment. And they are going to be doing this in fire. All right. Unfortunately for the forces of the Caliphate, but fortunately for you, they are not able to get everything organized and get any closer than just one zone over. They get two opportunities, which I think that they will do a similar action to what Genie did. They're just trading strife back and forth between the two units with the Earth op of the previous check by the melee one, reducing their strife. They fundamentally just traded back by giving themselves two strife to reduce two strife now on the forward cohort. So it's all about just horse trading here for the two of them. But at least it's a something. All right, and horses move forward a little bit closer. That's it for everyone but the allied forces, as it were. So, Ricci, I believe it is now your action to take here.
Indeed. We're just going to go ahead and switch back on over to air stance.
With you completing an objective, do you set a new one now, or do we wait until the beginning of next turn? That was
at the beginning of the new round.
That's what I wanted to verify. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you there. I just wanted to do it before you to check before we did something before we should have a new momentum track going.
Yeah, not a problem. Right now we are still in the process of drawing them in because it says next round is when we will deal double attrition to them. So right now I'm kind of doing a little bit more of a preparatory turn, but I'm still going to be doing a little bit of attacking. Because I'm now starting to see that they are coming directly at me, generally because I have a large, Sashimano on my back and they have identified where I'm at. I need to make sure that I am good here.
That is an excellent point there. The Sashimano that is gloriously swaying in the wind with a bit of dramatic, flair with its, gloriously, freshly painted, colors. And it does tend to draw the eye of both allied forces, but also enemy ones. You know, spears are coming fast and furious, bolts of arrows. But not only that, but the charges of the attacking foes with their curved blades are just starting to grow heavier upon you and your kind of command unit here versus just fighting everyone else around you.
Yep.
There's some directed anger you sense.
Yeah, I can't imagine why. So we're going to go ahead and throw down an air attack against them. So assault using the air stance.
Okay.
Air remains at a lovely 3. And my tactics is a 2. So I did roll my air assault. And I got 1 success and 3 opportunities. Unfortunately, the 1 success won't do it. However, opportunity-wise... I'm going to spend 2 opportunities on this wonderful table of spending opportunity in contested territory to create a clever disguise or ruse to get the jump on potential foes. I'm going to choose 1 character in the scene. I'm going to choose the enemy commander of the melee cohort. On the character's next check, they must reroll all results containing a success symbol.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to, what this looks like is that there's a bunch of smoke in the area and they're directly coming after me. And what that looks like is that the enemies are charging in and they just find some person with a different Sashimano. And what they're seeing is multiple Sashimonos running around in the smoke. So they're getting a little confused and tripped up on their sides as they're trying to focus me down.
I dig it. All right. So... yeah, with you kind of trading positions with other members of your command staff and kind of switching positions here and there with all the obscuring smoke and dust and sand. Yeah, it's easy to get lost and confused in the whole situation. And yeah, whenever they think they have you finally pinned down and they make a charge against you, They realize that this is not the target that they have been ordered to go after, and they got a wheel to check and move to the next guy. And yeah, it's gonna be a real pain. So yeah, so every success that the melee cohort of the Emir's forces makes, I'll have to reroll. Is it just successes, or is it the success and exploding success?
Just success. Exploding successes will work normally.
Got it. All right. Sounds good.
The last opportunity I'm going to spend will be to keep keeping another opportunity set to opportunity for my next martial check.
Ah, there you go. That was two, and then you have the additional third.
Third, I will carry on to the next turn.
Got it. And that was a completely clean check. No strife. Always nice. That brings us to the end of the fifth turn. We are now going to be moving into the sixth. You guys have been fighting for a considerable amount of time, almost a full quarter of a day. The sun is now starting to move kind of overhead into the end of the west now, hopefully at most of your backs. But when you're fighting the Emir's forces, it's starting to get into the eyes and starting to cause a bit of a haze with all of the smoke and dust in the air from where you are fighting there. So with that in mind, and with the whole situation here, I need to know a new objective, a new tactical objective for you here, or strategic objective, I should say.
So I've been thinking about it, and I want to do my own because the strategic objectives in the book are examples. And so we've been able to talk about it a little bit, and I want to use a special one that I've called Exhaust the Horses. Basically, the idea is that the enemy caliphate is on their own cavalry, and we've known that their cavalry has been strong and enduring, except they don't do long in longer, protracted instances. Very much like a long battle that's lasted almost half a day or a quarter of a day now. So the idea is that we're just constantly on the move. So what I'm suggesting for our achievement on this is that we have to march for two or more zones on the turn. So what that is like we just have to be constantly moving because we know that the Rokugani horses are just better in general. That's obviously what we're going for here. However, two of the three cohorts have to do that to gain the momentum. When we do that and we get a number of momentum points equal to the commander's survival ranks, in that regard, my survival ranks is 2, so we just need to get 2 points. We would tire out the enemy horses and they would get +1 TN to their movement checks for 2 battle rounds.
Okay. I like it, except I want to make one slight change to that.
Sure.
It shouldn't be your survival ranks. It should be their survival ranks.
Ah, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That way it's not the more survival you have, the harder it is for you to achieve. It should be the other way around.
Yeah, and we're testing their survival, not ours.
Exactly. We're testing against how well they are trained and have trained with their horses and whatnot. In that regard, well, it looks like they have 0. So how about this? Let's go with commander one. Survival ranks, either minimum 1 or survival ranks +1. We could just say minimum 1, I think would probably be the best way to go about it.
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, that or what's the other way we could go? We could also go vigilance plus survival ranks.
We could.
Yeah, as another one. I think that sounds pretty good. So in that case, it's going to be that way. There always is going to be something because you're always going to have vigilance and whatnot. So let's go with vigilance plus survival ranks. They have 0 survival, but they have vigilance of 3. So in this case, it's going to be 3 momentum to pull this off. So let me go ahead and add that in to exhaust the horses.
Okay. With that, could we also amend it to be more of a, because right now we've got it set to where it's 2 cohorts have to do this to get 1 momentum point.
Uh-huh.
And that would be a minimum of 1 momentum point per turn. which means that it would take forever. So if we could change that to each time a cohort moves two, you gain a momentum point.
There, that sounds great. Yeah. So each time a cohort moves more than one
zone.
There we go. I was trying to think of the correct term. I was thinking range bands. Like nope. It's zones. So yeah, each time they move more than one zone, you will gain one momentum towards this. That sounds great. And yeah, for everyone at home, this is how you work out a new strategic objective. You chat it out. You look and see what works, what doesn't work, what sounds too easy or too powerful, until you kind of get to an even spot where you have a objective that should work. So again, you'll need to earn three, and you'll gain one every time one of your cohorts moves more than one zone in a turn. There we go.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Also, I forgot to mention, with me completing the strategic objective, I get more glory.
That's correct. You do. You gain four glory, because I believe the Sashimono is resplendent. Or do you have any resplendent items? Yeah, so that'll be four glory with the resplendency.
I will take it.
All right, so that is talking about new strategic objectives. Now we get into initiative. Would you like to go first or wait as an army?
I would like to go first.
There you go. All right. The Emir would like to also take the next action, and of the mercenaries, they'll be taking the third. With that, who would you like to go first? It is going to be, unfortunately, now just you or Minato at the moment.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. I would like to go first. Sorry, Minato.
as a reminder, in case anyone forgot, although I doubt Ricci did, right now you are doing double damage to any cohort on the enemy side here against the Emir's forces.
Which is unfortunate, because I know that they're trying to kill me, so I need to get out of here, so I can't really do big attacks right now, which foils what I'm wanting, but I can't take the big hit like that. Not while the caravan is still in trouble.
Understandable.
So, we are going to remain in air stance, and we're going to march our way out of here. And march is a command check, so unfortunately my martial opportunity doesn't stick around.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, yeah, it happens. So for my movement, I have two successes and two opportunities, another clean roll, so always nice to see that. With that, it is normally a TN3, but we're in open terrain, so it'll go down to a TN2. That allows me to move two of these range or areas, which puts me into the same area as the bandit and caravan. And with that, it just our entire cavalry unit is just rolling along, and it looks like we're doing a big charge in on the bandits. So it makes them scatter a little bit and become a little bit more disoriented. However, with that, we're actually pulling another feint. So I'm choosing the bandits, and now they get to reroll all successes on their next check.
Got it. Yeah, so I could also see it as just like you say, it looks like there's a charge coming in and you're barreling down on them, and they kind of split into two separate sides to kind of let you pass through them. But again, it was all a feint. You weren't actually getting ready to engage or charge through them, but they thought you were for sure. And yeah, they are now disorganized, and their counterattack of any sort is going to be blunted because of that. Sounds good. All right. With that, the Emir's forces are going to choose to bring the range cohort is going to make a march action in Earth. We're going to see if they can help bleed a little stress off of their main force there, their melee force, which they do. They are able to generate one opportunity, one success. Just lets them move the one range band, but reduce the strife by two on the melee cohort commander. All right. Then brings us to the bandits, and kind of they're still kind of the unsure. They weren't sure if they were going to attack the caravan, but now seeing that there is a new force that has just moved in to assault them, they need to defend themselves as well as kind of fight you off if they want to get to any of the sweet loot and cargo that they were hoping were going to be just be easy pickings a moment ago. Let's see here. And they are going to go from air to fire. This is a tactics check. Yeah, there we go. All right. So the bandits had to reroll all of their successes, got them a little bit cleaner check with an opportunity, but then their fool's avarice kicks in, their disadvantage. And they have to reroll two additional dice showing success. They still get the same number of successes, but now they're all dirty successes. They all come with strife on them. It's going to be really difficult. For them, it's a bit of a bonus because it'll get them three bonus successes because of fire stance. Or it would if it wasn't for the fact that Ricci, who is now rank 4 and attacking in air stance for all this feinting and clever maneuvering that they are doing, meaning that they are now a TN4 to hit. And I had somewhat forgotten about that when I attacked with this dice pool. Not that I got any explosive successes to try to get my my check any larger than this. So yeah, they max out at 3. They could have had an extra 3 bonus successes, but instead they wind up with just a whole bunch of strife dumped on them because of this. And yeah, they aren't able to do any meaningful damage to Ricci or the caravan here. Go ahead.
Yeah, some of them were looking at going into attack, and then some of them thought discretion was the better part of valor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some tried to loot, some tried to attack, some thought it's best if we just maybe bolt and go. There's a lot of rising panic and disorder, as well as strife building up in the commanders. He can't get his forces to concentrate on doing the one thing they should do, which is fighting the armed soldiers on horseback instead of trying to take another bolt of silk or something like that. Yeah, it's all just a mess on the bandits' part here. They're not used to fighting anything like organized folks. A caravan that might stand their ground, sure, but not to the organized bit of also being on horseback here. It is becoming quite a frustrating situation for them. All right, that's the end of that first pass. Now we're going to go into the second pass here, which I think brings us to Minato.
Minato is very grateful that the current strategy is rapid withdrawal to exhaust their enemies.
Right? Everyone's like, ooh, we can do double damage, right? And then everyone's like, no, it's time to run.
Jeez it.
Oh, and I should say that maneuver of Ricci's generated one momentum for exhaust the horses.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
You know, it doesn't hurt to give them attrition if you wanted to. I mean, it's not right? The end of the world if you should shoot them while you can get double damage and no one's paying any attention to you whatsoever. You know,
I'm paying attention to me.
Especially now that he's outnumbered here, 2-1 on this zone. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, seeing how our leader, who is clearly much wiser in the ways of war than me, has instructed us to beat heels, I am going to order my men to follow after them as quickly as possible. I am going to do another march action.
Gotcha. And what stance would you like to be in for this?
Water again.
Got it. Sounds good. Again, you're looking at a TN2 water command check.
Okay. So I rolled. I've got 3 successes, 2 opportunity, and 3 strife.
Not the best thing when you're trying to reduce your strife, but it's something. All right. So how would you like to spend your opportunities? An option would be to take the water opportunity to reduce your strife by 2, and then another one to reduce the strife of this check by 1, so that overall it's a wash. You don't gain any additional strife for this check, but you also don't really get any additional narrative benefit.
That I was thinking that, but I could also spend those 2 to move an extra range band.
Oh, you know what? I like that. It normally says for range band, but I think it also would work well here for movement on the battle zone board. So yeah, if you wanted to, this would get you that would mean he'd let you move three range bands if you wanted to this turn.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, yeah, that works well. So for three strife, move three range bands.
That's a good trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
The stress bar is a resource, and if you aren't using all of it, you're being inefficient.
Absolutely. As I often like to say in Battletech, listen, the heat gauge goes all the way to 30. I mean, I should be using the whole thing. All right, so I think you're just wanting to move three range bands, or three battle zones down the road. Whoops, that's the cloud. And then one more. There you go. All right. So that generates an additional momentum for the Exhaust the Horses.
We're helping. We're totally not motivated by selfish needs.
Hey, selfish needs are also apparently a strategic resource here. Lastly, we're going to have the melee cohort is going to attempt to keep up with you as best they can. They can't afford to do it in fire, though. They've been trying to ride the strife train a little too hard.
I will unfortunately remind you that they are still acting in confusion, and we'll have to reroll all of their successes as well.
Oh, it's not even just for attack actions; it's just any of their successes.
All successes. The next check.
Nice. Okay, I was like, oh, for assaults, right? Oh no, it's the next check. Oh man, this is. Let's do this in water, so they can hopefully at least a calming breath if they get nothing else. Got it. So that'll be a failure. But water with two ops, I will use to move forward to one additional battle zone. All right, so the melee cohort has had to reroll two successes that they made. So they wind up with one success, two opportunities, and two strife. So then they will only get to move the one battle zone normally, but I will use the two water ops to let them move an additional battle zone. So they are now going to be sandwiching Ricci with the bandits and the caravan all together. And although the caravan will move one at the end of the round, so that'll be with Minato. One, but now Ricci is in for some trouble there.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's what the big bad commander is supposed to be up to do. And let me go ahead and change that to strife level for the bandits up. There we go. All right. And that brings us to the end of our round there. So with that, we now see the forces of the Sultan along with their the Emir's bandits that he has hired have now cornered Ricci along the sand road while the caravan makes loose with Minato as he and his forces have made a steady run down the sand road as well to try to escape this ambush. And Gin has made it to a narrow canyon pass, but has lost her cohort, and her cohort is in disarray and is trying to reorganize itself right now at the this end of the patch of the sand road. With the forces of the Sultan bearing down upon you, we're going to move into what I believe is our sixth round or our fifth round? I think it's going to be our sixth. So we're getting on into this mass battle. Yeah. Once we hit round seven, things are going to get even more tense as we wind up going into battle fatigue. And it starts just to wear down on everyone's horses, and just, I mean, considering most people in a fight or a boxing match, you know, after a minute or two, they're just completely gassed. You guys have been fighting off and on in sporadic skirmishes for near on 6 hours now, pushing seven. So once we hit seven, it's a whole lot of panic each round. So let's beware of that. All right. With that, it's still our initiative for our commanders, starting with Ricci. Would you like your forces to go, which are now down to only two cohorts, to go first or second?
We're going to go first.
Okay. With the Emir's forces, he will elect to go second, leaving the bandits to go third. So with that said, Ricci, between you and Minato, which one would you like to go first?
I would like to go first.
Okay. Then feel free to take your action.
So with us, we have successfully scattered a bit of the bandits around. So it's caused a little bit of an opening for us. So we're going to remain in our air stance, doing a lot of maneuvering and tricking and feints and whatnot, and pushing our way through the enemy force.
Got it. So, yeah, a lot of false charges that melt away right at the end to try and get the enemy forces to stand still and accept your charge while you turn around and try to make an escape. Yeah, I like it.
So we will be doing our air command check to march.
Sounds good. Okay, you are along the road, which makes it only a TN2 instead of a TN3.
Thank goodness. So that will be three successes, one opportunity, and a strife.
Got it. How do you want to spend your air opportunity?
The air opportunity. Yeah, I know that they were being a little bit more cautious last go around. So I would like to double check the commander of the Emir's forces' current strife.
Got it. So I think that's the you want to know for the melee commander?
Correct.
Got it. Give me 1 second to make sure that I can get this right. Now, it just says what their current strife is, not what their
composure is. I get to learn their demeanor and current strife. That's it.
Got it. Okay.
Demeanor is not as important right now, but...
Actually, this is not grouped. Okay, good. So that's actually good to know. I don't have to do the group thing. All right. So the demeanor is assertive. Which means that it is +2 versus Earth. It's very, they're just about as stubborn as anyone can be. But they are -2 versus Air for social interactions. While they're stubborn, they are easy to trick and or manipulate. And then their current strife is 9.
Oh, they're not having a good day.
Yeah, they've been trying their best to manage that with their other cohort and other actions. It has not gone too well for them, especially since they've had to spend all their water ops to chase you instead of lower strife.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. So in that case, success gets you, I believe, just one range band. So that brings you up to stuff with Monado. And luckily, because you have a cavalry cohort, leaving a battle zone with other enemies does not cost you any panic. So things are looking good there.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if the current objective was the march for two or more zones. So technically, I would be able to get to move two zones, right? Because it's one plus the one success.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You do get to move two zones. I'm sorry. You're all correct.
Okay. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to move two.
Got it. And that'll get you another point of momentum?
That should get us another point of momentum.
Let me go ahead and throw that in there under your guys'. So exhaust the horses. Okay. So that now gets you to 3 of 3, which means that you have completed your objective. So you gain glory as well as... the objective. Now, let's see here. If I go back to our exhaust the horses, which states that fulfilled when the army has momentum equal to commander's survival ranks, the enemy army gains +1 TN to movement checks for 2 battle rounds. So now they have it is harder for them to come and chase after you now. So that is excellent.
And as I am riding by with the cohort, I am urging the caravan along to go faster, and waving Minato on as well.
Excellent. All right. So with that, we'll go to the Emir and Sultan's forces. We're going to start off with the range cohort. They now have to make a TN3 command check to move along the road because of, it's normally 3 minus 1 for being on open terrain because of the road, plus 1 because of exhaust the horses. And let's go ahead and roll that. All right, so water stance. They will move 1, and because they failed the check with only 2 successes, but they will use their 2 ops to move an additional 1. So they have now caught up with the bandits and with the melee cohort at the cost of an additional point of strife for them. All right. So that goes down to the bandits, who also just now have to make a march.
And as a reminder, the bandits are currently in their state of confusion and will have to reroll all their successes.
That is good, because they have 3 successes on their check, with 2 of them being explosive successes.
Explosive successes are still good. They do not need to be rerolled, only the regular successes.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I thought it was both. It's not quite a disadvantage. It's just the just successes. Got it.
Correct. And they are not currently affected by exhaust the horses, because we weren't running from them. We actually ran
from the Emir's forces. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So unfortunately, no change in the roll. It came back with the exact same thing. Downside being everything here has strife.
I don't see how that's a downside.
There you go. So let's go ahead and keep. Oh, but they are not cavalry. But I think that Ricci has made himself such a target that these bandits are going to go after. You, knowing that you are the commander. So they will accrue panic for moving into a zone or moving as. So they move into the zone with Minato. And then they will move out of it and generate panic for leaving a zone with a combatant in it. Let me go ahead and look up what that would do. After a cohort leaves, if that zone is occupied by an enemy cohort, the withdrawing cohort's army suffers 5 panic.
Ooh, 5.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's rough.
Considering they have more discipline than... the Emir's forces, that's not so bad. But still, it's a big chunk. They go from 3 to 8 out of their 20. All right. Worth it to them to try and keep up and go after this this flashy commander who has thwarted them at every turn so far. All right. Your next cohort.
That will be Minato.
I was just going to say, like any good samurai, Minato longs for glory on the battlefield. But if his commander has ordered him to march, you know, I guess he has to do that.
I mean, if you want glory, I can get that to you.
You know, looking at his character sheet, he likes living. He likes living a lot more, actually.
Yeah, between soft-hearted and whatnot, I think he's rather keen on surviving.
What is the skill that I roll again for doing
a march? It is a command check for march.
All right. And I will do this in water stance. So I'll get 2 successes, an opportunity, and a strife.
Okay. So that'll get you 2 range bands, or 2 battle zones, as it were. So you can go ahead and overtake Ricci and the bandits. And how do you want to spend your opportunity? Also, what stance were you in?
Water stance.
Got it. Water stance.
I would like to use that opportunity to get rid of 2 strife.
That sounds like a good deal. So you'll go up to 12. You'll take off 2. You go to 10. So net loss of 1. All right. And with that, we get to the Emir's forces. The melee cohort is going to now attempt to also chase you down. See if they can catch up here. See here. Do they have an advantage? That would probably work here. They're in water. We're going to go with their hot temper disadvantage. We're going to go ahead and spend a void point, the only one they have, to turn that into an advantage for the time being. Their frustration and also the, let's say, pairing in with the heat of the day and whatnot, their frustration boils over into a frustrated resolve, and they're going to go ahead and reroll two dice.
Yeah, you gotta love being able to invert the disadvantages.
When it matters, it's good. At least it's a success, but yeah. They at least get three successes. They are able to move two range bands. However, they take two strife and got no opportunities there. And you notice that while they have committed everything they had to chasing you down, these men look to now be compromised, disorganized, spent, gassed, however you want to put it. They are past their limits. Yes, they are. They are now compromised.
Interesting.
So, yes, moving into now our seventh round. Oh, I should say this. The forces that were under Doji Gen's command have now reformed under a new commander. It'll be, what is it, one of the Utaku. Give me just a moment. I believe it should be... Utaku Kazuki has now taken over the command of Gen's previous cohort. So you're now back up to three cohorts.
Excellent.
All right. However, we are going into our seventh round, and let me go ahead and give everyone the rules for battle fatigue, which are not good, not fun for anyone. During phase one of the seventh round of a mass battle and in each subsequent round, each army's commander must make a TN4 command check to control their beleaguered forces. If the commander fails, the army suffers 10 panic plus panic equal to the commander's shortfall. So this will be a thing. So with that, we get now into our seventh round. With the sun starting to set, the sky starts to turn from blue to a bit of a light orange with some a bit of beautiful purple and pinks in the sky as well. But you hardly have a time to enjoy that with the dire situation you find yourself in. Yeah, time to roll for battle fatigue. So this is a TN4 command check.
And we are still in air on our side.
You know, that's an excellent point. You got to stay. I think you got to do it in whatever thing you were in.
Because I haven't had a chance to switch stances. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because it's only when it's your turn to act. So, yeah, absolutely.
I will call upon a bit of the inner strength to keep going. So I will be spending a void point on this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Is this something that Suena might be able to help you with?
Yes, I think so. I think so. So tell us how Sueno might go about helping Richie with a command check during this this time of fatigue and stress.
As we're riding around and we have the Amir's forces rushing forward, Richie looks over to Sueno, both of us just covered in sweat and dust and dirt and blood, and just look over to Sueno and say, "I have an idea, but it's going to require the army to stick together. Can you help start passing around some strategies for me?"
Of course. She will take out a banner, like not a full banner, like a cloth, a couple colored cloths, and use those to signal for you.
Well, yeah, doing a bit of a semaphore or using like a gun bay or a gunson, but with what she has at hand, some improvised fabric war banners there. So then, does Sueno have ranks in command?
She does not have ranks in command, so sorry about that.
Nope, that's all right. So, but still, unskilled assistance is still an extra kept die. So that'll be two additional black dice and two additional kept dice altogether for your roll.
Yeah, this is going to be helpful. And I needed it.
That's a good roll with those two opportunities of success.
Real happy about that. Okay. So with my four successes, I will have succeeded. So our army maintains their formation and suffers no panic out of this. But I do have four opportunities. And with these four opportunities, what I would like to do is, because I'm in air stance, one thing is I get to make a little bit of an observation about one of the just characters in the scene. And me and this enemy commander of this melee unit, we've been going back and forth all day. And I think I've noticed that he's now beyond his limit. So I'd like to put a little bit of a disadvantage on him because he's trying. He's failed.
Got it. Yeah, no, just exhausted, pushed beyond his limits of mental and physical exhaustion. They have been pursuing you through the desert and the sand road for the entirety of the day, having you just charge in, slam against them, pin them into different positions, and then melt away and have your forces just completely run circles around them, have just completely spent, have them spent. At this point, yeah, he's more afraid of you and the unicorn than he is of the emir and the terrifying might of the political situation back home. And at this point, they are just exhausted.
That works.
And you say we're calling it beyond their spent, beyond their limits, or push beyond their limits. We'll go ahead and put that in there.
Push beyond their limits, because I figured that would be a good one, because that's literally what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the other two opportunities, I noticed there's one opportunity here that mentions that I can increase the TN of the next martial arts range check targeting me by two. Can we just adjust that to be the next assault check that's range targeting us, increase it by two?
I think that's perfectly fair. They were in mass battle. You just set your forces into a kind of dispersed formation. That way the massed arrow attacks will have a harder difficulty affecting all of your forces. I think that's totally reasonable. We'll just go ahead and port that over to mass battles as well. And you are able to get your forces set up in such a way that this is going to defeat that as much as it can. All right, now for
very,
the other
very
commanders.
Wide wedge.
Mm-hmm. The commander of the Emir's forces winds up with, because they are compromised, we'll use this disadvantage to have them reroll successes. They wind up with no successes and two opportunity. So they're compromised. They can't hold dice that have strife on it. That's a shortfall of four, resulting in them taking 14 panic, which will take them from 5 to 19, which exceeds their 13 discipline, which means that their army is now in morale collapse. They just disperse. He can't keep any type of order or discipline. His forces start to peel off and won't respond to orders. He's shouting and threatening and almost ready to beat and or run through his own subordinates. But it's to no avail. Once the rout starts to begin, that the panic sets in, their forces just start running off into every direction. And that just also then runs into the collapse of the following forces of the range cohort. And before you know it, the Emir's forces have pretty much fled the scene. Even the commanders and anyone who has any steel in their blood realizes at the end of the day, a handful of them are going to do nothing against more disciplined and gathered troops that are still responding to orders, and they have to turn around and flee as well. So
they all start running. A shameful display.
A shameful display, most definitely. I'll go with you. If it had to be counted, we would give them some honor losses. In fact, why not? We'll just do this is a major loss of honor for them. So that'll be their honor rank times four. It's all bad. They're going to be reprimanded. The Emir is going to have have some people's positions, jobs, and or heads when this is all said and done. Now, with that, though, the bandits who understand that it's, you know, if they expect to get paid and make any compensation for their lost dead, they have to stand and fight, wind up with four successes, but with two strife. So they become compromised at this point, but they maintain their presence on the field of battle. So that takes us to still the opening bits of the seventh round of initiative. Now we have to set strategic goals if we need new ones.
Well, we do need a new one. And considering that two of the cohorts have just fled before us, I think it's time to seize victory.
Seize victory sounds good. All right, let me go ahead and pull that up so that we have the...
So, seize victory. Normally, you would need to set a number of strategic objectives for us to have completed beforehand, for us to even be able to consider taking it. But I think we're pretty okay on this one.
I think so, too. I would probably normally have set that at three or four, but with this situation of the Emir's forces leaving, with every one of your forces kind of gathering together and almost towards the end of the sand road here, that you are in a position to possibly seize victory and force the enemy from the field, realizing that any further engagement is going to be futile and useless.
So how we achieve it is after a leader performs an attack action against any enemy cohort, the army will accrue one momentum point per casualty inflicted upon the enemy army. The objective will be complete when we get momentum equal to or exceeding the enemy's commander's focus plus their ranks and tactics.
Got it. Let me go ahead and make sure that I have that ready to go. Their focus plus their ranks and tactics, which is martial. So that'll be, you need 8 momentum to finish that.
Very well. We have driven them off the field, and now it's just a bunch of common rabble that dares face the might of Rokugan.
There you go. I love it. Ricci is now feeling just completely just on top of the world in his element, or at least the element he's always dreamed of and had his thoughts consumed with over the years of leading men into battle and being a triumphant commander. It is all coming together at this moment for him. All right. I think that we have... Oh, sorry. Do we want to do another objective for the mercenaries? And I think we do. They are going to reset their cut off the head and now set that towards Ricci.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So with that... go ahead and set that to 0. There we go. All right. So now they are going to attempt to do you in here. So you have three cohorts. I take it you want to go first?
Yes, we're going to go first, and I will take the lead on this one.
No problem. They will go second, and that's it for them. So go ahead and announce your first cohort, which you just kind of did, which is you.
We round up all of our forces. Since we're no longer going to be worried about range attacks now, we're going to shift our wedge and close ranks a little bit, focus it more into a big charge, and we're going to hit the bandits as hard as we possibly can. I am switching to fire stance, and we're assaulting the bandits.
Sounds good. All right.
Again, this is kind of noticed that Ricci's in his element, and he's just going to keep drawing upon that fervor, and I'm going to spend a void point on it. I want to finish this off where I can.
I like it. All right. So this is a TN2 tactics check.
Okay. So that is 6 successes, 1 opportunity, and 5 strife. a total of 9 bonus successes.
Yes, yes, because you need 2 successes just to score it, which will give you 9 bonus. Which means that you do damage equal to your ranks in command.
3.
Okay, plus 9.
So 12. We inflict 12 attrition onto...
And it was for... You gained momentum for every point?
We get a momentum for every point.
Then, you have seized victory at this point. that is wild. All right, let me go ahead and just put this in here. How do you want to spend your fire op, by the way?
Oh, my one fire op. You know, I think we're just going to make it impressive and flashy.
There you go. I love it.
This is just a textbook example of a cavalry charge against a scattered and disorganized enemy.
Perfect. I'm going to say you get the glory reward for completing an objective, plus 2.
Yes. So fun. That gives me 5 more. That puts me at 84 glory.
Ooh. All right. You're going to go home. You're going to go home a big damn hero here. Okay. So let's describe how you're kind of a flying wedge here. Routes the enemy and shows that you have complete domination of the battle space here.
So as we charge right on into the enemy, they are just scattered about, and it is just almost at this point, it's mop-up work. The bandits aren't fighting back. They were already in the process of partially retreating anyway. So there is no mercy held for bandits because they... One, they dared to attack samurai. 2, they did it in a very dishonorable manner. So, it's time to send them along into a bit of a waiting room of Mado. So, the unicorn, having been just previously, I wouldn't say terrified, but anxious about the entirety of the combat, with not having a commander in charge or just a little bit of uncertainty here and there, I really have rallied around Ricci. And to the point where they are now just as excited to get into the fight as they've ever been. So they are doing it with glee. They're getting stuck in. And it is a very passionate moment. Again, because I just took a bunch of strife. So does everyone else. As the sights of success is this was the first time of the entire day where it was, no. This is working. We succeeded. We won. And that sentiment carries out throughout the entirety of the army as a whole. The caravan, even just for a brief moment, stops to celebrate. And even though it's a dangerous time, you know, the regular servants and other like support staff, they let up a mighty cheer. And that cheer echoes across the plains.
I love it. And while the bandits could attempt to attack, as you won't fully seize victory until the end of the round, they see the writing on the wall. They if they wanted to even try and come after you with a cut off the head, everyone, like you say, is rallied around you. Everyone is just buoyant on victory and is far too confident in this moment for them to even consider it. And they melt away in relative completeness. They might have lost some figures and some members of their bandit brotherhood, but they are able to leave the battlefield intact, or at least relatively intact, and under good order. But you have definitely shown today the might of the unicorn and the martial prowess and tactical prowess, I should say, of the Lion Clan. And most definitely, the steel soul of the Rokugani.
I'm Robert Orbaishi Shinichi, your host and narrator, thanking you once again for listening. Remember to catch new episodes every Monday. If you want to catch them early or are looking for more bonus content, please consider becoming a supporting member of the Patreon at patreon.com/courtgames.
I am Tyler, and I've been playing Akoto Ricci. You can find me on my personal accounts on Twitter, @ChurcherGames, or on Twitch, also as ChurcherGames. You can find the show on the web at courtgamespod.com, on social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram under Fortune and Strife, and on Twitter at L5RFNS. If you would like to contact us, you can email the show at fortuneandstrife@gmail.com.
This is Jeannie, a.k.a. Kikita Kaori, and also known as, at least today, Doji Gen. You can find me at my blog at the Winter Garden of the Kikita website, along with helpful materials for the RPG, and also on Twitter at White Veils or on Facebook. If you like, I am also found on the Court Games RPG podcast as a writer for Emerald Legacy, or check out The Table Is Yours for fiction readings of the FFG stories.
Hi there, I'm Eric Schock, and I will be guesting as Ide Minato.
This has been Fortune and Strife, a Court Games production in association with D20 Radio Network and the Rokugani Historical Society.
D20 Radio, your gamers' role. www.d20radio.com